Hello, hello, hello. This is your girl, Shay D, and I'm coming to you this afternoon with the subject of femininity and feminism. Yes, and the double standards that is behind it. Yes, I've been doing a lot of practicing and meditating and talking to the Lord. And I've been, you know, trying to practice on being more feminine, showing more of my feminine qualities. Just letting the femininity shine. The difference in being feminine with femininity. Femininity is, you know, something that all of us women are born with. The qualities that make us a woman. Now, you know, it is also a such thing as being a beta woman and an alpha woman. But with the alpha woman shows more qualities of being masculine. It's really a balance. It's really supposed to be a balance, like, between femininity and masculinity. You know, even men have a little bit of femininity in them. You know, some have more femininity in them, depending on situations and, you know, life in general. But yes, I've been practicing, you know, because, like, with me, I have more masculine ways at times. Like, I think masculine at times. I handle certain situations masculine, and me being a feminine woman, pretty much all women, mixed with, you know, the masculine ways, it's a no-go. You know, because people will look at you like, oh, this girl is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, and second of all, wow, she must really be burnt in her life, which, you know, I have a lot of us have. I'm getting tongue-tied, dabbing the nervousness again, but I'm getting over it. But anyway, you know, I just wanted to talk about, you know, ways of being feminine, like, you know, just being feminine, like keeping up the house, keep doing things that us women should come natural for us. Like I said, some women don't believe in staying home and, you know, being a homemaker, staying home, cooking and cleaning all day, tending to the children, which, you know, for all women is no problem because we have to do that regardless. That's a job by itself that I feel like, you know, we deserve more than pay for. But, you know, some women don't cook. Some women do not cook. Some women don't even clean. And it's like, that's, you know, by you being not being a woman to cook and clean, that's not, you know, showing that, you know, you're feminine. That's showing more of a masculine trait. Because, you know, it's certain men out there that just don't like cleaning up. Men don't like cleaning up. Men make a lot of messes, so it's like women are the ones that have to keep the house up, you know, keep the food up, keep everything up in the household. So that's one of the ways of being feminine. But not only that, just showing feminine qualities, just being more soft-spoken, you know, being, you know, a little bit submissive. For me, we'll have to be a tad bit submissive. Because I'm so used to pretty much making my own decisions, not letting the man make decisions for me, not letting the man control me, not letting the man ways wear down on me. Like, just to the point that I don't really listen to too much a man have to say. Even if it is a good suggestion, like, I'm like, okay, I'm iffy about it. Excuse me. I will take over from here, but, you know, you have to learn how to let the man take the lead, because that's what men were brought on this earth for, to take the lead, to set an example, to be a leader. So if you're the type of woman, you don't want that man to be the leader, you don't want to, you know, because we all have to take advice from someone. We don't know everything all the time. We don't have all the answers. So he might be the one that, you know, but it has to be a quality man. It has to be a man that pretty much fear God. Because if you don't fear God, and you really just go with your own understanding, then
what is it?
You know, if you go with your own understanding, then I'm sorry, I had an interruption, but if you pretty much go with your own understanding, then, you know, how can you go with your own understanding? God is the man that, you know, lead us and guide us and wake us up early. But anyway, if you have to have a God-fearing man, basically. And that's what I'm learning. I've been known about this stuff, but it just never really made sense to me because I come from a family of dominant alpha women. I come from a family of strong women, and it's like even the strong women need somebody to lean on. So that's about being feminine. It's all about pretty much letting your guard down. Don't let your guard down to the point people could just come in or situations could just come in and run you. But you let your guard down enough to be able to open up to a person, to let them come in and help and be that person that you need. So, okay. I would like to talk about feminism and the double standards, as well as the double standards with femininity. Like, people think just because you know, a person is feminine, that, you know, the person, she's somebody that you can run all over. She's somebody that she's a doormat. You know, she's a pushover. No, that's not true. You can be submissive and be understanding and compromise, but you don't have to be a doormat. You don't have to be someone, you know, that people walk all over. You do have a voice. And it all goes with feminism. Like, it's like this. This is the thing that made me talk about this subject, because of the girl on YouTube had touched on this with the subject of Brittany Renner. The girl that's on IG, she's all over IG. She got a book out called Judge Discover. It's basically I don't want to say a tell-all book, but a autobiography based on her life experience of, you know, being in her mid-20s, you know, her dating experiences with celebrity men. You know, she did name names, but, you know, some people have a problem with her naming the names. But in the end of the day, that's her story. It's three sides to every story. There's their story, their version of the story, her version of the story, and there's the truth lies in the middle. She have every right to tell her version of the story and how she felt behind the situation and the decisions that she made, and she's able to look back on them and reflect on it and accept her decisions that she made and make a better choice out of it. So, with that being said, Joe Budden was basically telling her to shut up because she was trying to get her point across about her book that he was making, you know, saying a bunch of stuff about it, having his opinion about it. But when she's trying to let him know facts, he want to tell her to shut up. First of all, and I don't care if it do get back, excuse the noise in the background. But I don't care if it do get back to him. I don't care for Joe Budden like that. And me personally, Sin is a sweet girl. She seemed like a kind-hearted person. Like, I really don't too much. I mean, it ain't for me to understand, but I don't understand how someone like her got with someone like him. Because everything come out of his mouth, even if he's speaking the truth, everything come out of his mouth is negative. It have a negative tone to it. And furthermore, I don't know. It just, he kind of do too much, but he basically told that girl to shut up. And that's the thing with men. When women tell the truth and speak, it's okay for a man. To tell their experiences based off of what they've been through. It's okay for a man to go basically be the one that go around making good love, having good sex with women and having good mouth game and having good, you know, crouch game. It's okay for them to, you know, be able to have those abilities, and you know, they get praise. Oh man, you know, you working hard, man, or women flopping to them and wanting to be in relationships and marriages with them, although they not even nowhere near marriage material. Purposely, I'm so sorry. I'm getting work done in my house, and I'm trying to do this podcast. But anyway, it's just not fair. But when a woman have those same qualities as that same man do, that woman gets talked about like a dog. That woman gets scrutinized. Her name is all over social media. Her name is all over the neighborhood. And it's not in a good way. Or that man, if your name is not all over the neighborhood, that man make you feel, or whoever make you feel like you the worst person in the world. Well, baby girl, you know what you got yourself into. Baby girl, you knew I didn't want you. No, I did not know that you didn't want me. Because you came to me under the pretense that you wanted to get to know me. The real definition of getting to know a person is getting to know a person. Getting to know their likes, their dislikes, what makes them tick, what makes them happy, everything. But nowadays, I guess the term of getting to know someone is getting to know them inside and out. No pun intended. Well, it is pun intended. And it's just sad that people rather just get to, they don't want the whole you. They just want the you that benefits them, that satisfies their gratification at that moment. And it's sad. It's sad how men get praised for being whores, but women get dogged out for being whores. It's not right. And then when we express ourselves, they're just like, it's like with women that have been molested when they was children and been raped. It's like women are too embarrassed to tell their story because people talk, and women do it too. Women slut shame women too. Oh, she a slut. Oh, she a hoe. But 9 times out of 10, they either wish they was a slut or a hoe. Because they want that attention that woman is getting, or they too afraid to really express themselves because they're afraid what, you know, people around them would say. And it's just, this world is just so corrupt. And as I feel like everybody should just be able to be themselves and be free and just live their life to the best of their abilities. No, to the best, period. And it's just, men get away with so much. But I understand black men, y'all go through things that us women don't go through, and it makes you feel a certain type of way. You know, but we go through things that, you know, y'all don't begin to understand. I feel like we should just try to respect each other in the end of the day. Respect each other's differences. So I just feel like it's just not right what Joe Budden was doing. I don't care. Like I said, I don't care for him too much. I don't care for him at all. He just got some fake qualities about him that he just come off so real, but he just have very fake qualities about him. And he just need to get somewhere and say, sit down. Because his head looked like a bell pepper, a baby bell pepper that done went wrong. So, I don't know. You know, so. But, you know, it's just not right how men are able to just gawk at women on IG and judge them. Oh, she a hoe. Oh, she this. Not respecting the hustle. Not respecting the game. But how do you think you men look showing penis pictures? Especially the men that know they got a little penis. Like, are you still showing penis pictures? Do you think that that's not being disrespectful to yourself? Do you not think that it's not being that you're being that you're not being disrespectful to not only that woman? You don't know what type of mood that woman is, that whatever that woman is on, and you coming in her DM or in her inbox with penis pictures. Like, no. So I don't understand it. Like, we just need to all come together and just understand each other and just respect each other where we come from. But it's just so much easier to judge than to judge us. Like the girl said on YouTube, expect a self responsibility for a actions and just do better. It all ties together, just like these chubby chasing men. Like, you don't want to accept the fact that you're a chubby chaser because you don't want to accept the fact that you're being a bad person or being a fake person or being the type of person that, oh, you don't accept women for who they are, but you accept all women for who they are, but you really don't accept women for who you are. You only accept yourself for who you are because it's really a reflection of how you see yourself. You want to be more than what you are, but in actuality, you hiding who you are, and it's sad. Like, men out there that do it, it's sad. And I just, you know, it's just something that's been coming to me for a while. And it's like, it all ties down to feminism. And it all ties down to femininity. So I wanted to touch a little bit on that tonight. And matter of fact, I'm going on live tonight. Come on, you know, whoever is not familiar with my IG is Shay D. Shayed. On my IG, I will be on live tonight at 8 o'clock Central Time discussing more of this topic. And if anyone have any questions, they can hit me up on my IG and my DM. Well, that's it for the night. I'm sorry for the interruption with the noise. And, you know, I just want you to remember, stay encouraged and stay blessed. And God love you so, 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 so much. And so does the sweet little Shay, baby. I love y'all. Stay tuned for my live at 8 o'clock Central Time.
Some might say about you, I'm crazy. Cause you ride me like a new Mercedes. It ain't no doubt that I'm all in it. Yeah. I'm all. I can pay you the most with me. They don't know the tricks you do. 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 Yeah, pull up on your block like what they do, babe. Face down, up, you go too crazy. Baby got that grand like she from the 80s. Take it away and I'ma be devastated. Let's do something new, you in the sky. We don't have room for no lies. Girl, you think it's hell, but the right side. Glad you put it on me in the right time. Switch it up, switch it up, switch it up. Switch it up. I'm in love, I'm in love. True. I just called my ex and told her, step it up. Cause the shit that you do is a whole nother level up. Some might say about you I'm crazy. Cause you ride me like a new Mercedes. It ain't no doubt that I'm all in it. I can pay you the most with me. They don't know the tricks you do. 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 Baby girl, independent, so she hold her own. She ain't worried about her last. So the drama crazy every time. When she think about her passage. It's
it's something about you I can't even explain. Swear that I got you, ain't no reason for you to run from this pain. No, I'm not running no game, just speaking them facts. You can ride with me, relax in the back. You can roll up while I run up the sack. You can just leave if you wanna do that. Yeah. The last damn time that I see you, babe. The last damn time that I see you, babe. But something on my mind I've been thinking about lately. Something on my mind I've been thinking about lately. Some might say about you I'm crazy. Why? Cause you ride me like a new Mercedes. Why?